Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Dane, you collect stuff.
Yeah, I do. I collect and build, not play, with Lego.
Most of the time.
And they do say that Lego is actually better off for you in the long term than gold or stocks because the value will go up. Now, the reason why it's so valuable is they release sets with certain intellectual properties. Mm-hmm. And what happens is those sets then, they stop selling them. They retire them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy it anymore, which makes that product collectible.
Now, how many items have you bought of Lego? Like, how many items do you reckon you have?
I don't know.
Not in the hundreds.
Definitely not in the hundreds. But I got some expensive pieces,
mm-hmm.
Like the Disney castle I bought.
Yep.
That's like over, that was over 4,900 pieces.
Yeah.
So that was,
I thought you were going to say dollars.
No, not quite. So that was about $500, for okay. example. And I've got a couple of other things that are worth a little bit of money. And as I said, the money comes from when they become exclusive. We did play during Liar Liar. I did pick up exclusives from Comic-Con that was almost marked up like 300%. I did get them for my collection because I have FOMO, fear of missing out. We all know that.
So those ones, right? You paid 300%, like you said,
yep.
more than what they're actually worth.
Yeah.
Are you going to make any money back on those?
Yeah, I can. The thing is, do I open them or not open them? Do I open them and build them or leave them sealed in the box? See, that's when it gets tricky. But, and that's all part of collecting.
Yeah.
Do you keep stuff in the boxes? Do you take it out? When's stuff worth money? Am I going to resell it? I don't know. Have you ever collected anything as a kid or an adult growing up?
I don't think so. I mean, I had a Barbie collection, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon Barbies, because I had a few Barbies. I was very precious as a child.
Yeah.
I had a few Barbies where I refused to brush their hair or do anything to them. Like, they stayed in pristine condition. They
right.
had stands.
Okay, see, yes.
And they sat in a pride
so
place.
So where are they now, though?
My mum threw them out.
Oh, see, that'd probably worth be
they
worth some money.
They actually would be worth some money. And
exactly
I think
right.
I think I've got one or two left, but they don't have shoes or something.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a Cinderella.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's dad collects notes and coins and stuff. He loves collecting from currency from different countries and
yeah.
that type of thing, which is really cool because he's got a couple of old school Australian notes, the old $1, $2 Australian notes,
yeah, right.
you know, the old school $5 note, which you very rarely see in this day and age now.
Yeah.
So I want to know on 13, 12, 16, what do you collect?
Question for you though. Are you, as much as you collect Lego and you say it's worth more than stocks and everything else,
yeah.
would you ever sell it?
Oh God, you're sounding like my girlfriend. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting question. Because
it's not
now,
like a house investment where you kind of generally sell that on.
No, exactly right. And the thing is, like, if we ever have kids, I want them to look and enjoy it. They won't be able to play with it, but they'll be able to look at it. So
so you're going to tell kids that they can look at Lego but can't play with it? Good luck.
Do you know, 13, 12, 16, though, what do you collect? Susie, 13, 12, 16, what do you collect?
I collect monkeys.
Live ones or like stuffed ones?
Oh yeah, just ornaments, stuffed monkeys, anything with a monkey on it. I have over 1,000 in my collection now.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Question for you: do you have a monkey in every room of your house?
No, I have them all in just one room.
Okay. Why monkeys? What is it about them that you love?
I don't know. I've been loving them since I was really little. I got my first one when I was 3.
Okay.
Wow.
And what's your most valuable monkey?
Probably the old toys, you know, they clap together with cymbals.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I have one of them in a box.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
This is really cool. Now,
but would you ever sell it, Susie?
No.
See, it's an interesting one, isn't it, Susie? Now, are we talking all types of monkeys, chimpanzees, gorillas?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything monkey related?
Do you have anything monkey-related in your car, or is it just all in one room?
I have a monkey hanging off my rear vision mirror. I have a monkey pillow on the back seat and a monkey toy on the back.
Do you know what we should start, Susie? We should start a collector's group so we can be in a nice, calm, friendly space that's safe and talk about our collections without fear of anyone calling us weird or having a crack at us.
That sounds good.
Yes!
That sounds lovely. Yes, because I get called the crazy monkey lady.
Well, Susie, we'll never call you that, but thanks so much for your call, crazy monkey lady. I mean, Susie, thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, thank you so much, Susie, on 13, 12, 16, on letting us know what you collect.
Just reminded me as well, one of my best friend's mums,
yeah.
she really liked Hello Kitty.
Okay.
But then her partner accidentally took it a step further because he kind of got obsessed with her liking it, and so he kept buying things.
Oh, okay.
Her whole house, there was a Hello Kitty in every corner.
Oh, wow.
And she was kind of like, okay, I think that's this enough. Is far enough.
Yeah, see, for me, I don't want to get Lego for my birthday or for Christmas. I like yeah. just to buy it myself when I want something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't want everyone just
except
piling
for the times that you tell us that, you know, if the whole office could team together and buy you something from Lego.
When have I ever said that?
Your birthday.
Well, Christmas is coming up.
Now, Dana, you know I love a good little game
yeah.
on my phone and stuff.
Yeah.
You're always finding new kind of games as well where you're like, oh, this is great, and it'll last about a week or so, and you're like, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yep.
Well, there's actually a game that you don't have to download. It's already built into your phone if you own an Android. So it doesn't have to be a okay. Samsung. It just yep. has to be an Android.
Okay.
Depending on what version of Android you have, depends on the game as well, which is kind of cool. So it's what they call an Easter egg. So the guys who create all the software and stuff put this little game in as a little hidden gem.
Yep.
And basically, it allows you to do all sorts of stuff. So the current version of Android is Nougat.
Right.
But not all phones have that. You may have Marshmallow. If you have Marshmallow at the moment, you'll be able to play Flappy Bird.
Oh, okay, that's really cool. That's yeah. the flying bird one.
The flying bird
Quite
one. It's
popular.
Really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
Except instead of being a little bird, it's the little Android man.
Right, gotcha.
But if you have Nougat like I do, there is a new type of game that they've put onto the Nougat version.
Yeah.
And it involves cats.
Wow.
And I'm super excited. So I learned about this last Friday, right?
Yeah.
So these Easter eggs, by the way, if you want to get them, you just go to settings,
yep.
about phone,
yep.
Android version. So it will say like version 7 or whatever. You just keep clicking on that and eventually a little M or an N will pop up and you keep clicking again and it'll bring you to the game.
Just do those. How do we find it again?
So go to settings, about phone, Android version, click, 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 click. The little symbol will come up and you just keep clicking and the game opens.
Okay, cool.
This cat game, though, it's not quite a game.
Yeah, what is it then?
So basically, once it opens, it puts a little plate up in your, like a little food plate up in your little settings bar. You've got like a little settings one
yeah,
up the top.
Yeah, okay.
And you can then put on the plate like fish and bits and chicken and treats.
Yes.
You just choose which one you want to go up there and you catch cats.
You catch cats.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many have you, I presume you've been playing all weekend.
Or may have been.
And how many cats have you caught?
I have currently caught 10 cats.
And what do you do with the cats once you catch them?
You rename them and you look at them. and you can share photos of them. Literally, that's it. There's nothing more to it. It's not really quite a game. It's a game in the sense that you've got to put food out and sometimes it catches cats and sometimes it doesn't.
Do you
it's like having a Tamagotchi, except you don't have to clean up after them.
Have you renamed two of your cats Bubba and Amber?
No, not yet.
What have you called your cats?
Meow.
Oh.
Pure Whitey, Bluey, Kitty Cat, Meow Meow, Whitey, Cat Dog.
Oh my God, you've already run out of ideas. You've only named 10 cats.
I have Kitty Kitty.
Soon they'll be Meow Cubed.
That's
actually
Meow a good
three
one.
Times.
Yeah. Look, it's interesting. It's a bit of fun. It's kind of actually a little addictive for what it is.
When the cat comes to the plate to eat the food, do you have to click the cat to catch it?
You don't see the cat come to the plate.
Oh.
It's like a Tamagotchi in the sense you put food out and then all of a sudden it's like, you have a cat.
Do all the cats look different or are they just like...
Yeah, they're all different colours. Sometimes you get the same cat though and that's boring. It's like pure Whitey came back for some more food. Well, I don't want you.
Yeah, get out, pig.
Yeah. There's green ones too.
Right, I'm... cool. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Can I have a go?
I can send you some photos of them if you like.
Well, I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Right now, though, our favourite man on the ground over in the US. I'm not going to say Los Angeles because he's always everywhere. Dean McCarthy. He's joining us live. Good morning, Dino.
G'day, guys. Claire and I just became Facebook friends.
Yes, we did. We did.
Oh, what a milestone, guys. That is good news. And let's celebrate. Well, not really, because this is a weird story. Usher, we spoke about this on Friday.
Yeah.
A bit of hush money, because apparently he gave someone an STD, and now it's blown even bigger, Dino.
Oh, good way to put it. Let me tell you what happened. So, obviously, we all heard about the $1 million hush money, which I would want a refund, because it's not exactly hushed anymore.
No.
Knows about it. Here's what happened. 10 women have teamed up and gone, wait up, I've been with Usher in the last few years. They have now done a group lawsuit and they're going to sue him for up to $10 million because they now believe that they may have also contracted something from Usher. Here's the thing. None of this is proven. None of this, there's no facts or anything about this yet. This is just a lawsuit. We don't know if it's true. It might not be true at all. They might just want some money. Who knows?
Dina, but what worries me is the fact that these women have only just figured out they have STDs.
Yeah, which is a massive concern. And does that mean their partners then get to come back and sue Usher as well? Like, this could, as I said, blow real out of proportion.
Yep. Really well. And it's ugly press for Usher because that's an ugly story to link with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want to be known for that. That's for sure. Oh, getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Also, hey. Dino, Beyonce. Now, she recently got a new Madame Tussauds wax figure, but fans absolutely hate it.
Yeah, they did. Here's what happened. Now, the reason this is such a big story because, I mean, it's Beyonce, but Madame Tussauds, they made a new wax figure of Beyonce. Let me just describe it for you. It looks more like me. It is white. It is blonde. It's basically me.
It's not Beyonce.
It's not Beyonce. It's really white. It's really blonde. So they then went and made a new one. They basically spray tanned the old one. It still doesn't look anything like Beyonce. People are so offended that they would basically whitewash her, Beyonce. And, you know, that's obviously very offensive, particularly to Americans. So, look. That's why it's trending. That's why everyone's talking about it. If you want to see a good Madame Tussauds figurine, you should see the new Kylie Jenner one. It looks just like her. It might even be less plastic than she is. It might be more real.
It's probably got more personality,
too. Have you seen it, though, Dan?
Dane. Dane's on the phone.
Thank you. Yeah. Have you seen the new Beyonce wax figure?
Oh, look, no, because I've got a thing about wax places. I'm scared of them, and B, I think it's a big waste of money to take a photo with a wax figure. Like, I just wouldn't do it personally, unless there was one of Dean McCarthy, and then I'd be all over it. Like, you wouldn't believe.
Of course. Well, Dino, thank you so much, and we will get all the latest goss from you again on Wednesday.
Bye, guys. I'll be stalking your Facebook feed as we.